final E stands for the word emergence. Emergence. The emergence of the Christian church. You see, the miraculous emergence of the Christian church in the very city where the crucifixion took place is inexplicable apart from eyewitnesses telling the truth about seeing Jesus alive again. How could Christianity have exploded into existence despite the brutal efforts of the Roman government to squelch it if the disciples were going around proclaiming things about Jesus that their audiences knew were false or exaggerated or made up? On the contrary, what history shows is that the disciples were able to confidently appeal to the common knowledge that their audiences had about Jesus. In fact, in one famous speech that Peter made to thousands of people just a few weeks after Jesus was put to death and resurrected from the death, in the very same city where it took place, Peter gets up and he says to the people, "You all remember Jesus, don't you? You remember Jesus? He did miraculous things in your midst. You know that he did." He's appealing to the common knowledge. You know Jesus, he did his miracles. You know that he did. And then he says this, "Jesus was raised from the dead," quote, "to which we're all witnesses." So what happens? Did the audience say, "Peter, you're making that stuff up"? Or, "Peter, that never happened. We don't know what you're talking about"? No. History shows that on that day, 3,000 people said, "Peter, we know you're telling the truth. We have put to death the Son of God. What do we do?" And Peter says, "There is forgiveness and there is hope through Jesus." And 3,000 people that day put their faith in Jesus Christ. And the church explodes into existence. How in the world do you explain that if Peter was talking to these people about things that they knew were false or were exaggerated? I mean, look what happened to the disciples. Before Easter, you know, this horrible scourging of Jesus, this humiliating and brutal execution of Jesus, and the disciples are cowering. They're fearful. They're dejected. They're despondent. Our leader has been put to death in this horrible, shameful way. And they're cowering and hiding. And yet, just a few weeks later, after the first Easter, they're out proclaiming with boldness and courage that Jesus Christ returned from the dead and proved he's the Son of God. And they are willing to go to their deaths proclaiming that message. Now, at first, I wasn't very persuaded by those people who tell me the disciples were willing to die for what they believed. Well, I didn't find that very convincing. I said, there have been, you know, crazy people from throughout history who are willing to die for their religious beliefs, right? History is littered with the dead bodies of people who are willing to die for their faith. I mean, why did the terrorists crash the planes into the World Trade Center in New York? Well, it was right there in the New York Times the next day. The explanation, it said, because they sincerely believed with all of their hearts, if they would die that way, they would instantly go to paradise to be with their God. They died for their faith. So don't try to tell me the disciples dying for their faith means anything. And that was my attitude. But then somebody pointed out there's a huge difference between, for example, what those terrorists did in dying for their faith and what the disciples did in dying for their faith. And here's the difference. This is so pivotal. People will die for their religious beliefs if they are convinced their beliefs are true, right? We see that through history. But people will not die for their religious beliefs if they know their beliefs are false. Right? Nobody willingly and knowingly dies for a lie. If you know it's false, you're not going to die for it. Now, in all of history, the disciples of Jesus were in a unique position. They didn't just believe that Jesus returned from the dead and thus prove he's the Son of God. They didn't just believe it. They knew for a fact whether it was true. They touched him. They talked with him. They ate with him. They knew it was a legend or a mistake or make-believe. They knew it was real. And knowing the truth, they were willing to die for it. Do you see the difference? Today, all a terrorist can do is sincerely believe with all of their heart that if they die a certain way, they'll go to heaven. Do they know for a fact it's true? No, they don't know for a fact. They just sincerely believe it. And they're willing to die for it. But the disciples don't just believe that Jesus returned from the dead. They knew for a fact that he did. And knowing it for a fact, they were willing to die for it. Nobody knowingly and willingly dies for a lie. The disciples were willing to die for what they knew to be true. And that is extremely powerful evidence that what they were saying was true.